I got to scrap that other story. Something happened in the West Pullman neighborhood that I will detail.
Okay.
It involves a robbery, and something else happened to the robber.
Oh, God. I just saw the headline. All I saw was the headline, and I'm interested in knowing more.
So at
that's,
four,
that's coming up at 4. I guess I'll save my candy news too, the dangerous candy, because
you save it to 4.
Yeah.
All right.
I might as well.
All right. So if you were feeling good about the day, it's 2 o'clock. If you're listening right now, if you're feeling good about your day, you're thinking, oh man, 3 hours from now I get to take my kids trick or treating, or I get to unwind, have a glass of wine, and look forward to something this evening.
I like answering the door. This is one of my favorite. With the baseball game's going to be on, I love answering the door on Halloween because they're just there's so many adorable little kids.
I dropped a kid off today, and the daycare was full of little ghouls and goblins and football players and princesses.
I saw a little astronaut walking right here on Stetson as I was leaving work yesterday.
It's the cutest, isn't it?
3-year-old astronaut with his helmet on.
And then full helmet?
Yeah, full like nice. Fishbowl helmet. Nice. And he's kind of making a noise, and the mom like pops his helmet off, and he goes, I'm hungry.
There it is. Throw it back on. Right. Go get a sandwich, put it underneath the helmet.
It was great.
Yeah, it's a cool holiday.
I miss it. I think this is the last year my son's putting anything on because he's kind of over it now.
Getting cool and older.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, my daughter's long been done with it. I'm a little sad. A little sad. Because my wife's been going through the pictures of all the years and seeing how it seems like a couple days ago that he was running around in his Monsters, Inc. costume, just doing laps.
Now he's a grown-up. It's okay. Maybe you and Beth could throw something on a little bit later when the kids go to sleep. Just decline.
We've done it before. We've gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, marriage. Give it up for marriage.
We've dressed up for parties before.
You could be the doctor. She could be the nurse. You know, the stethoscope goes somewhere.
Sexy nurse and ugly old doctor.
Well, come on.
What's your costume? It's Harvey Weinstein. Oh, I wouldn't Jesus do that. Christ. Right. Don't do all that. Right. It's bad.
From Harvey Weinstein jokes to Tom Brady and Jim Gray. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned for this.
I've not heard it.
I want you to be weirded out as much as I was last night.
This had better be good because you have set this thing up for an hour.
I don't care if it's good or bad. I'm telling you now, you will need, as the texter said, a bleach shower after you hear this. Because it's super weird. We'll get an update, no break, come back, and you'll hear the most awkward thing I've heard probably this year right here on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Just after 2 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Happy Halloween from the Wolves. Anyone going trick-or-treating as skates? Visit ChicagoWolves.com for all your Wolves information. We're live at the Advocate Center, where the Bulls held a morning practice before departing for tomorrow night's game in Miami against the Heat. But the gym won't be empty even after the team leaves, as Nico Mirotic is scheduled to begin some light workouts under the supervision of a team trainer. But what about the assimilation back with his teammates? That was the question posed to Fred Hoiberg.
The important thing is Nico is going to get back in here for the first time to get active again, and then that's the next step is to get the group back together and to hopefully move on from it.
Well, maybe easier said than done, but we'll see. That should happen maybe sometime later in the week. And we'll see if there are any further trades made in the NFL prior to the deadline. That's 1 hour from now, and so far today, Miami has dealt running back Jay Ajayi to Philadelphia for a fourth-round pick. And in baseball, it could be the end of the season tonight if the Astros knock off the Dodgers in Los Angeles. The Astros leading the series 3-2, and tonight's pitching matchup has Justin Verlander and Rich Hill. The private bank is now CIBC, the same banking team you know and trust, now brings deeper resources, global banking reach, and the power to help your business seize new opportunities. Visit CIBC.com/US member FDIC. This scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Ford. When searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
This is another Bob in Milwaukee on the score.
It's really sad, is that, you know, I'm fortunate enough not to have some terminal illness where this is going to be the last season that I see on Earth as a Bears fan. I feel really empathetic for people in that situation because you live and die with these plays, and it's really sad.
No.
So much out of you. It does.
Wait,
it
no,
does.
No, then you're doing it.
Well, if you have a terminal illness and you're worried about the Bears,
yeah, you're
man,
doing
it. Yeah. Get back well, to your fam.
Those are the things that perk some people up in life. And now my next, my question is,
Bob, what just happened there? Why'd you bring up terminal illnesses in the Bears?
Because I'm saying for some Bear fans on this planet, this will be the last team that they get to see before they go off into the abyss.
What? What the hell?
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Tony Gill, making it spooky for you. Bad callers.
Scatty callers.
Happy Halloween to everybody out there. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. You can also check out the live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. 20% off Hawks, Socks, and Cubs caps with promo code SCORE. All right. Won't build it up anymore. I want to see if you feel the way I felt last night at 9 o'clock driving home. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Gray and Tom Brady.
Well, Jimmy's a great, you know, was a great teammate, and he's a great friend, and he always will be. And, you know, I want nothing but the very best for him. He's earned the trust of his teammates and the respect of his teammates, and that's all you can ask for as a player.
Do you think he will be a good starting quarterback in the NFL for the 49ers?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, he's put in all the effort, and you know, I've watched him for 3.5 years, and you know, really enjoyed working with him, and hopefully goes on to do it and does a great job.
Tom, are you surprised that the Patriots have decided that you are not only the present, but are now at age 40 also the future?
Well, I don't know what that means. I mean, this is a week to week league. I mean, things change so quickly, you know, from week to week, year to year. You know, everyone's concerned. In my mind, this is all about, you know, this season and us trying to win. And I'm trying to, you know, do the best I can do for our team like I always do. And, you know, I'm going to bring it every single day like I've tried to do for the last 18 years. So, you know, I'm focused on this season. And, you know, I'm sure that's where, you know, everyone else in our organization is focused. And, you know, we got to go out and we got to try to, we got a bye week this week, and we're going to go out and try to win next week.
Tom, it's going to be a lonely quarterback room. You're going to meet with yourself on Wednesday. Jacoby Brissett has been traded to the Colts, now Garoppolo. Who's your backup?
I'm not sure, but, you know, I'm sure the coaches will have that figured out here by the time we practice.
Do you think that Brian Hoyer, who now has been cut by the 49ers, started their first six games? 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 58%. He was with the Patriots as a backup to you in 2009, 10, and 11. Do you think he might be back?
I'm not sure. I really don't know. I mean, I've been at home all day, you know, and learned the news, you know, at home. So that's, you know, that's up for everyone else to decide. My job is quarterback, and that's what I'm focused on.
Have you spoken to Jimmy?
No, I haven't.
Tom, sounds like you're surprised like everybody else. You often say on this program you're not the GM or the doctor. Are you surprised?
Well, you know, this is the time of year where, you know, we've been a part of a lot of, you know, trades our team has over the years. And, you know, again, as players, we try to show up to work every day doing the best we can do. And, you know, a lot of other things take care of themselves. And, you know, when other teams want, you know, good players, whether it's coming to our team or leaving our team, I mean, those are the types of opportunities that present themselves, they come up. So, like I said, Jimmy's been a great teammate and a great friend, and he always will be, and I want nothing but the very best for him.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what happens when you get two weirdos on the same phone line. First of all, it sounded to me like Tom Brady was like, hey, I've been around him for 3 years. Don't know if he could play or not. Not going to say he can.
Haven't talked to him. Don't care. Don't know.
And Jim Gray apparently wanted something more out of Tom Brady than he got. And Tom was giving him nothing. Like, that's one of those ones where you just pull the ripcord and say, to hell with this.
I've seen you do it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Chuck Wasserstrom. Now, dude, I sat there in the car. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Like, did Tom Brady not know he was going to talk about this? Jim Gray's Tom. It's,
who benefits from that?
Tom, it sounds like you're sad, Tom. Dude?
What do you know and what do you not know about anything?
Like, I'm sitting there like, what is happening right? Like, what is happening right now? Why is Tom Brady being weird? Why is Jim Gray going about this like someone died?
I think they're two fundamentally weird people to begin with.
Yeah.
And then when
I interviewed Jim Gray at a Final Four once, and that was my only interaction with him.
Yeah.
And ever since the LeBron thing, he's
and the Pete Rose thing, remember? Years ago, there was the awkward Pete Rose interview.
And the Reds, like, were going to boycott him or something like that.
Yeah, there have been some strange boxing interviews, too. And his essays are bizarre. We've heard those, the things about breezes and Drew Orleans and a breeze and a wind. And I mean, because you remember when Brendan McCaffrey parodied, what was it, Jim Beige? When Brendan wrote those tone perfect parodies of Jim Gray essays.
Dude, I just want to know.
That nailed it.
I just want to know, because I've heard now the last 2 weeks, those guys talk to each other at halftime. And I want to know what's going on in that relationship where, is it Tom, his obligation is one that he doesn't want to have anymore? Or does he not want to talk about his former teammate? Like, the first question about Jimmy Garoppolo and do you think he's going to be a good quarterback, he pretty much said, I don't know what's going to happen with him. He's been around here for 3 years and he was a good friend and that's about it.
Wish him the best.
Yeah. And then Jim Gray asked him about the future. Like, you're the present and the future here. And like, what are you talking about, dude? Like, that, what are you?
You are the alpha and the omega, the beginning and the end.
I'm sitting there in the car like, why is this happening? Like, why are they being so weird?
There's a way to
say,
hey, you must be feeling pretty good if they're going to make this investment for you, right? And ready to play into your 40s, etc.
And you have to, I mean, he talks about his golfing trips with Tom Brady. Like, these dudes,
do they talk to each other like that on the course?
Well, they knew someone.
Are you pleased with your previous shot, and do you think that you are able to make this putt?
They knew someone at Pebble Beach who is now fallen ill, and they talked about it last week. So there's more than a, you know, a professional relationship here. They've golfed with each other. They got on the phone with each other yesterday, and it was like they two strangers, and one of them not wanting to be a part of it. I'm like, dude, what the hell are we doing here?
Do you remember the Jim Beige stuff?
Kinda.
Okay, I think we have a couple of them here.
Titletown tingles tonight as a trophy traverses the tundra back to Green Bay and its rightful owners, the Packers. 13 years before, a man named Brett, with an arm like a jet, brought home the bacon in Dairyland. But now the Packers win by Aaron out the football. The man he replaced probably watched the game in Louisiana so far, or rather so Favre away. I could see Joe Montana, John Elway, or Tom Brady asking Mr. Rogers, won't you be my neighbor? With a championship and Super Bowl MVP. Rogers' passes burst out of his hand in Dallas with the precision of an assassin. They tore through the Steelers' secondary like a bullet through a president's cranial cavity. Only we didn't need the Zapruder film to realize that this was no conspiracy. Rodgers took inspiration this week from a former Packers quarterback, but it's probably not the one you're all thinking about. No, Rodgers went back a few decades to a star, a Bart that didn't have a cow in Super Bowl I. 45 years of Super Bowl history wrapped up in two quarterbacks. The story comes full circle. Aaron Rodgers, the new leader of the pack.
I mean,
good job, Brennan. I do remember that.
It takes satire to explain something. Like, you just, words don't do it justice. Weird, it's something that has to be done.
It was so weird.
I know.
He's so weird.
I know.
Like, that entire interview, I could have sat there and said to myself, this is how you ask this question. This is the voice inflection that you want at the end of this question to kind of give your interviewee
some space aliens sent a guy like, hey, we've been watching a lot of these. We think we have an algorithm. So we're going to upload the sports interview algorithm and just roll with it.
Tom was having none of it. He didn't want to be on the phone. He didn't give his guy who just got himself a starting job in the NFL. He's like, I don't know. Hey, the guy can play or not. Doesn't matter to me. He's no longer a Patriot. You can kiss my ass, Jim Gray. Like dude, you had two zombies speaking two different languages for a halftime entertainment as a segment. It was tough.
Yeah, an email from Rudy. He says, it's a guilty pleasure for me that Jim Gray, Tom Brady interviews. Nothing in radio produces a mix of cheesy, cliched awkwardness and fake mundane vapidness like those hits. It's almost performance art. The only comp I have is if anyone watched the first Hunger Games movie, when the host does interviews with people who know they will be dead soon and no one wants to be there.
Dude.
Do we have another Jim Beige, or is that the only one?
I think that's the only one.
I don't know if we... I thought we had a couple of them. I don't know. The segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Don't let the flu turn you into a zombie with a fever this Halloween season with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You won't be tricked by any spooky symptoms. So I want to hear... I think we have another one of those that I want to hear on the other side.
Yeah.
They're so good.
We can talk about the trade deadline and some of the things that happened yesterday and today. And waiting for some... Well, I guess we've got some Zach Miller news. You know, John Fox saying that things are good, or as good as they
could
can
be. Worse,
be.
Right? Yeah. He's a very, very lucky man. And by the way, John Elway just told Denver Radio that the quarterback decision is under review.
What does that mean?
A decision will be made in upcoming days.
Oh, so that means Brock Osweiler is going to start.
Probably.
Because Paxton Lynch is still... Well, he just started practicing last week, so... Yeah. Oof. If you're Brock Osweiler, you're
rich and you're bad.
Yeah, but you got to come back to the city that you wanted to play in anyway. I mean, you only had to spend a couple of months in Cleveland. Like, that was, you know, that was quite the move on by him. You know, if you're a tall, bad quarterback these days, you get paid. They're broken off a chunk.
You think they have like a poker night for tall, bad ones?
Yeah, Dan McGuire has been heading it up for like 20 years.
Tall, bad quarterbacks, they all go over
all
to
over
somebody's
6'6",
house.
Right? Yeah, all over 6'6".
I'm trying to
think. They got to be 6'6" or taller.
How tall was Jonathan Quinn?
6'4", something like that.
Yeah.
Jim Everett wasn't bad, but he was
tall.
He wasn't. That was my guy.
Yeah, no.
That was my dude.
Yeah.
How many 6'6" quarterbacks have there been?
Dan McGuire...
Usually they're around 6'3 to 6'5, somewhere around
there.
Right?
We'll get the definitive list of tall, bad quarterbacks, and we'll set up their poker game for them.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. You've got the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Bears fans, it's football season, so count on us to deliver massive quantities of Bears talk. Guaranteed. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Another terrible game for Denver Broncos quarterback Trevor Siemian and another loss for the Broncos. Siemian goes 19 of 36 for 198 yards, a touchdown, and three picks. If Trevor Siemian manages to somehow miraculously hit you in the hands or the chest with a pass, you better catch it. Because the way he's chucking it, you have no idea if or when you'll get another shot. And there's no explanation for why he keeps getting a shot. The question then is, who's angrier, Joseph or the Broncos defense? Because they both have every right to be furious. That's a Super Bowl caliber defense, and they're playing with a preseason level quarterback. The season is on the line, and right now the answer is more Trevor Siemian. That's no answer at all. I'm Jim Rome.
At Governor State University, you're more than a number. You're their number one priority. Learn how they put your passion first at Governor State University's undergraduate open house on Saturday, November 4th from 10 to 1. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
Honey, where's the Halloween candy we got at Walgreens?
It's not on the top shelf.
Just this empty bag.
you ate it!
I only had one or two.
No, oh, I couldn't have had more than a handful.
Maybe I just had a few to tide me over now and then.
It was a couple that I had.
Okay, I had a dozen. I'll go back to Walgreens and get more.
I will come with you.
Swing by Walgreens to pick up more Halloween tricks and treats.
Honey, where's the Halloween candy we got at Walgreens?
It's not on the top shelf.
Just this empty bag.
You ate it.
I only had one or two.
I could not have had more than a handful.
Maybe I just had a few to tide me over now and then.
I mean, a couple.
Dozen. I'll go back to Walgreens and get more.
I will come with you.
Swing by Walgreens to pick up more Halloween tricks and treats. Now through October 31st, Mars and Hershey large candy bags are buy one, get one 50% off.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Did you know 90% of homes are under-insulated? If you can see the joists in your attic, it's time to start insulating. Get to the Home Depot, where you can save on winter heating costs by saving on new insulation. Whether you need fiberglass, cellulose, spray foam, or someone to help you understand the difference between any of them, the Home Depot has the insulation to help you get the energy savings you want. Get insulating by getting into the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Motions team will be next.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It happens in, you know, a lot of professional sports. And I think in the past, you know, I don't know why there wasn't enough. Maybe a lot of it's financial and taking over contracts. But there does seem to be more action this year. I can't really paint the reason why. But, I think it's good for the game.
Can't paint the reason why?
He's just using words.
What do you mean paint? You don't know the reason why.
It's John Fox, Dan.
Okay.
What do you want from him? All right, so the trade deadline is coming up. Is it 4 o'clock Eastern? So I think it's 4 o'clock Eastern, so about 36 minutes from now. This is from NFL.com. Top 15 trades in NFL history. Honorable mention, Rick Meyer traded to the Bears in 1997. Meyer generally considered one of the biggest draft busts of all time, which means it should be considered a minor miracle that the Seattle Seahawks were able to unload Meyer to the quarterback desperate Bears in exchange for a first-round pick, which turned out to be cornerback Sean Springs. Michael Haynes traded to the Raiders in 83.
That's 83.
It. There you go. Jerome Bettis traded to the Steelers. People forget that L.A. Rams run that he had.
And people should realize the Michael Haynes.
St. Louis Rams, I'm sorry.
Right, because the Bears
I thought they were L.A. when he was there, but okay. I thought they were L.A. Rams, and then they moved to the T.W.
He was one of both, I think.
Was he? Okay, I thought he was in L.A. for a little bit. And then,
because that's right, it was Haynes and Hayes for a while. Because I heard Lester Hayes' name come up earlier when they were talking about Stickum.
Okay. Steve Largent traded to the Seahawks. See, a lot of people think that Steve Largent started out a Seahawk, but he was drafted by the Houston Oilers. John Hadle,
he
traded
sure.
to the Packers in 1974. You did?
Oh, famously rocked the horseshoe.
That's back when you could, though, man.
And you know what else he did? You know what else John Hadle did?
What did he do?
His laterals were spun. He was spiraled with two hands. It was like a rugby pass.
Oh.
Instead of just flipping it, he would spin it to you underhand.
Catch like it like a real ball?
Like a referee toss.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Brett Favre traded to the Jets in 08 is number 11 on this list. Randy Moss traded to the Patriots in 07 when everybody thought he was done after the Raiders fiasco. Eric Dickerson traded to the Colts. This is when I became, my God.
The Johnny, is that the 78 card?
It looked like someone
77.
It looked like someone took
erased
a pair
his hair.
Of clippers and just went over the
seriously.
The top
Google
of his
head. Google image search John Hadle. Hadl. And man, look at his 1977 Topps card. I had like six of those.
What?
And it's like somebody's dad went.
Yes, just put a football uniform on.
It's why, greatness. Why,
dudes can't rock that nowadays.
It is greatness.
Like, without being made fun of. If some women find that look, though, very attractive.
The balding viral type?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, the like super high testosterone
there. Yeah, there's
guys.
Something there. Yeah, he's got a hairy chest, and he splits logs on the weekends, stuff like that. All right, Eric Dickerson traded to the Colts in 1987. Bobby Lane traded to the Steelers as number 8 overall. The Ollie Mattson trade in 1959. Steve that Young. Yeah, that picture's ridiculous, dude. Steve Young traded to the 49ers in 87. Marshall Faulk traded to the Rams. In 1999, because the Colts did not know what to do with them and they were bad. Joe Montana traded to the Chiefs in 1993. John Elway, number 3 overall, traded to the Broncos in 1983. The Brett Favre trade. There it is. Two of them, too. Brett Favre traded to the Packers in 1992. Of course, he was the Falcons' backup, fresh out of Southern Miss, and they traded him. And then, number 1 overall, the Herschel Walker trade of 1989, the largest trade based on number of players and draft choices involved in league history, had a ripple effect that impacted the entire NFL in the 1990s. I'm surprised that the Koch and Ricky Williams' trade isn't on here. Because didn't Dick could give up his entire draft to select Ricky Williams.
Here's your list, by the way, of tall, bad quarterbacks that get together to play lawn darts and croquet and play cribbage.
And drink lean.
They don't drink lean and the Molly.
If there's one quarterback on here that I think should be on here, I'm sure there's some lean around.
Okay, Brock Osweiler is 6'8", Dan McGuire 6'8", Frank Patrick of the early 70s Packers is 6'7", Sonny Gibbs, the 64 Lions, 6'7".
Sounds like a pimp's name.
The others at 6'6", are Derek Anderson,
Panther and former Brown,
Joe Flacco, Ryan Mallett,
yeah.
John Navarre, Scott Mitchell, Mark Wilson, Jamarcus Russell. That would be your...
Yeah, that's where the lean comes in.
This was pre-Mike Glennon, so we would add Mike Glennon to this list
He'd be
well.
A part of that big bag of bad as
that
well.
That is terrible.
Yeah, that's... You know, I think
Nick
the problem...
Foles, 6'6".
Who?
Nick Foles.
I thought he was 6'5". Okay.
His neck. He's another long neck guy, by the way. Nick Foles.
John Hadel looks like Gargamel.
Yes! Yes! That's it! He can go. All he has to do is put on like a monk's, you know, robe, and he can go as Gargamel for Halloween. Is John Hadel still alive? We should reach out to John Hadel and see how the old sunroof is doing, the horseshoe. See how the horseshoe is doing these days. No, you don't have a speaks with. All right, so this was the trade. Fifth overall pick, Ricky Williams, traded to the New Orleans Saints for, get this, 1999 first round pick, 12th overall, later traded to Chicago, used to select Cade McNown. 1999 third round pick, 71st overall, later traded to Chicago, used to select Dwayne Bates. 1999 fourth round pick, 107th overall, used to select Nate Stimson. 1999 fifth round pick, 444th overall, later traded to Chicago, used to select Kari Samuel. 1999 sixth round pick, 179th overall, later traded to Denver, used to select Desmond Clark. 1999 seventh round pick, traded to Denver, used to select Billy Miller. 2000 first round pick, second overall, used to select LeVar Arrington. And 2000 third round pick, used to select Lloyd Harrison. There's a lot of Chicago ties in here, not only Chicago picks, but guys who later on went on to play for the Chicago Bears and Desmond Clark. But nobody really here. Desmond Clark had a nice career. Kari Samuel, Dwayne Bates, you know, was a fourth or fifth wide receiver for a while. Cade McNown was a bust. LeVar Arrington had a decent career, but was never what everybody thought he was going to be. All for Ricky Williams and his anxiety with the media. Remember, he started out doing his interviews with his helmet on. And people were like, what the hell is wrong with this kid? It's just he liked to smoke the weed. Had public anxiety, as they call it. Was it social anxiety disorder?
Yeah, Cedric Benson had something similar.
Cedric Benson was drunk.
Well, and...
And Weedy?
Yeah. Like
and Wheaties.
Yeah.
Scoreboard update.
2:31, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Happy Halloween from the Wolves. Anyone going trick-or-treating as skates? Visit ChicagoWolves.com for all your Wolves information. T-minus 30 minutes until the NFL trading deadline comes and goes, and so far today we've only had one consummated deal. It's Philadelphia acquired running back Jay Ajayi from Miami for a fourth-round pick. And down in Dallas today, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was bemoaning the fact that his running back Ezekiel Elliott might miss more time after being suspended for the umpteenth time. Jones said he feels the league and Commissioner Roger Goodell are being heavy-handed with Elliott because they basically screwed it up with the Ray Rice situation. In baseball, it's Game 6 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles, the Astros and the Dodgers. And in hockey, the Blackhawks are back in action tomorrow night over at the United Center hosting the Philadelphia Flyers. Not knowing the difference between a cold and the flu can be frightening, but with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, this Halloween season you won't be tricked by any spooky symptoms. I'm David Schuster, and you're listening to The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So I promise this, apropos of nothing, just because we were playing weird Jim Gray stuff and trying to figure out why he's so weird and why his communications with Tom Brady on the airwaves are just so damned strange, we remembered that Brendan McCaffrey many years ago did his own version of Jim Gray radio essays as the character Jim Beige.
And so the NCAA tournament comes to an end with an epic shootout in the Lone Star State after nearly 3 weeks of riveting and flawless basketball. There was enough shining moments throughout to bring Luther Vandross back from the dead, but with UConn and Butler squaring off, fans instead heard the Baja Men asking, "Who let the dogs out?" The Butler Bulldogs served up losses to Old Dominion, Pittsburgh, Wisconsin, Florida, and VCU on their way to the final, showing a fighting ferocity that would make Michael Vick proud. Little did the men from the Hoosier State know that these dogs would need Bad News kennels to stop the mushing of the Huskies. Butler head coach Brad Stevens didn't need Jim Lovell to tell him, "Houston, we have a problem with this Connecticut bunch." In the second half, Stevens saw his team's season go up in smoke like the Challenger space shuttle. The Butler, as they were called, with Howard and Mack, turned out more like Alfred or Jeeves. Cinderella's slipper just didn't fit anymore. There were too many corns, warts, and bunions after a long gallop to the final night. With the 53-41 win and third championship, Jim Calhoun now literally walks with the coaching immortals, men like Wooden, Rupp, Knight, and Krzyzewski. He becomes the oldest coach to win an NCAA title, doing so by leaning heavily on his walker. He turned UConn into UCan because he had a little lamb. Bah. A looming investigation and early season suspension for Coach Calhoun will be the talk of the offseason. But we need to shut up and get our facts straight, as Jim Calhoun would tell us, because once again, he has won the Iditarod of his sport. Who knows what the future holds and what Calhoun has in stores for Connecticut.
That's just outstanding.
Yeah, Brendan,
I forgot how
just,
great that was.
Brendan's awesome.
In a couple minutes, Zach Zabin is going to join us. He has been talking to several members of the Chicago Bears about these last couple days and the reckoning that it's been with Zach Miller on one hand and Jarrell Freeman on the other about health concerns. So you're going to hear from some of those Bears next on The Score.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself.
Bill Band.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports, and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score. And don't forget, starting November 16th, it'll be available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry.
I'm mad at all of you!
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PE.
At Governor State University, you're more than a number. You're their number one priority. Learn how they put your passion first at Governor State University's undergraduate open house on Saturday, November 4th from 10 to 1. Visit govst.edu/open house.
The Score and Great Clips have teamed up to find the next fantasy football expert for the 2017 season. So this season, make sure to tune into The Score each Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. for all your fantasy updates, news, and tips on the Great Clips Fantasy Football Show, hosted by Joe Ostrowski and this year's expert, the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert, brought to you by Great Clips. It's gonna be great. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely
no calls
blatant
too. There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate. Yes. So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News, real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. X-Men. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football, or?
You can follow Zach Zaidman on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman, and you can hear him right now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com, and it sounds like some sobering stuff has been on the docket, Zach.
Yeah, I had a chance to speak to several different players, and I tried to get players in different circumstances, someone who's secure in terms of a big contract, a role player, and one of the younger players, to get just the attitude in the locker room in regards to guys from different eras when it comes to head injuries, because it is such a serious topic of conversation around the National Football League. But before we get to that, I wanted to play this this group from John Fox in regards to the latest on Bears tight end Zach Miller, who remains in the hospital in New Orleans.
He's progressing well. You know, I think he's with his family. There's been a lot of people reach out from around the league, I know, in communication with them. I believe some Saints players are heading by today. He's progressing well.
Did he have nerve damage as well?
Not being a doctor, but the feedback I've gotten, the initial concern was the artery. Didn't hear much other than that. So from a prognosis standpoint, I don't want to delve too deep and specific, but that was a big concern, and they addressed it, and like I said, he's progressing well. No, I've not. Saw his mother last night. Their children were at the Halloween party that the Bears sponsor. She's in the middle of watching three kids here. There's two fronts that they're dealing with, and so I haven't talked to Zach personally today, no.
So that's John Fox, the latest on Bears tight end Zach Miller. Now, in regards to what I was saying earlier There's the Jarrell Freeman part of it, and I'm not talking about the 10-game suspension for performance-enhancing substances. I'm talking about the fact that, you know, Freeman was candid in his apology letter yesterday, talking about how he needs help because he's suffering from the ramifications of a very serious concussion that he sustained in the first game against the Atlanta Falcons. So the three different players I spoke to, Akeem Hicks, who's secure in his standing contractually, Mitch Unrein, who's been a role player throughout his NFL career, and Nick Kwiatkowski, who is a young linebacker, his second year with the Bears. And it's interesting, some of what you may hear will shock you, but it is interesting to just listen to the different perspectives in regards to the balance of playing a sport that can cause a lot of damage to you while you're playing and in the future. Here's Akeem Hicks.
It's a contact sport, and we've all loved the contact, you know, in the game growing up and now. And I would say that there is a risk to playing this game, and you want to be as healthy as possible when you leave it. Unfortunately, it's a contact sport, and guys are going to take hits. It's tough. It's really tough, but you got to be able to play the game without fear and confidence.
So that's Akeem Hicks. Here is Mitch Unrein, and he has a very different perspective on things.
I think there's a lot of jobs, you know, that are dangerous. You know, being a police officer, my family, they worked in the oil field, and there's, you know, people die out there, you know, on a regular basis. So, you know, it's dangerous, but it's something that you know going into it. So you know that there's dangers involved, and you know, you don't think about that. You just go out there and play the game and just try to hope for the best, really. I mean, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And you know, luckily Zach came out all right and everything. And you know, with like Drell's injury as well, like those concussions are scary, and a lot of that stuff can sneak up on you later in life. But you know what, you can't live life being scared all the time about, because no one gets out alive. So you got to just, that's the way I look at it, you know, and I think other guys might look at it differently, but I look at it, you know, you just got to live life to the fullest, man. That's my perspective.
And
did he say no one gets out alive?
Right.
Yes. But and before we recap, because there's a lot there.
No, he meant nobody gets off the earth.
Does everyone die a little bit game. On football?
No. His point is, if everybody's going to die anyway, what does quality of life mean in your starting in your 40s
YOLO.
Or 50s?
You only live once,
right?
No, and guys, you remember it was just a few years ago when Chris Conte was with the Bears. Remember, I had he told me he was willing to sacrifice years of his life.
It was a huge story, yeah.
At the tail end, because he loved playing football, mm-hmm. and. I just think it's interesting how the perspective is changing now when you start to talk to the players that are just entering the league now that there's a lot more information. Listen to Nick Kwiatkowski, second-year linebacker here, Jason.
I mean, coming into this, I mean, you kind of have that knowledge of the whole thing. I mean, that's why it's important that if you do have concussion symptoms and things like that, I mean, you got to say something at this point, just because all the research coming out, different things. I mean, it's important to speak on it when you do feel those things. I mean, it could be something minor, or it could be something major. I mean, it's just important just to get it checked out, get it cleared, just so you can focus on your game more than stuff like that.
And hearing that tells me that the message that the NFL is trying to send is hitting home with the guys who are entering the league now. And Kwiatkowski's attitude, I don't think, is going to change in regards to, you know, the star college players that are going to enter the league in the next few years. I think that's the way of thinking going forward now.
Yeah, it's also not about concussions. This always ends up devolving into concussions when it's not. I have to say it every time. It is the aggregation of hundreds and thousands of subconcussive hits that causes brain damage, not necessarily the concussions. And when players start saying, oh yeah, I got to tell people you have a concussion, yeah, but it's the playing of the football that's doing the damage. It's not necessarily the concussions, when in fact studies have shown those who've suffered concussions had the process of accruing hits interrupted and actually had less cognitive damage because they were removed.
And I also, you go back to the Chris Conte interview that you did. You know, that's a guy who, you know, you say that when you're in the midst of it, but as life goes on,
you're young and immortal.
Yeah, when life goes on and you're making decisions based on more than yourself, you know, you're more than just a buddy of yours is counting on you because he's sleeping on your couch.
Are you saying that when one day you get home and you don't remember your kids' names?
Right, exactly. So, you know, shaving off years of your life, you know, for a game, I'd like to revisit that if we could years down the line with Chris Conte when he's got a family or when he's a little bit older and he's not as immortal as he thought he was.
Of course. I think when I compare it to smoking. There are people that still do it even though they know the dangers. It's well documented what will happen to you if you smoke. And if you've ever had a family member or a friend suffer from the effects of smoking, it is an awful way to go.
Yeah,
and
it still amazes me the people that I see going in the gas stations buying packs of cigarettes still, and they're like,
how
14?
About standing outside this building every day?
They don't stay far enough away from the entrances and exits for my taste, but they're like $14 a pack now too. Like, people are paying that amount of money to slowly but surely die. I don't know. I guess everybody's got something, though, I guess.
And the point is, all you can do is have as much information out there available for people to make their decisions. And just listening to Kwiatkowski, and I think, you know, you look at the ratings in the National Football League, and you can say that this is definitely having an impact. You know, for example, boxing was the most popular sport in the United States in the 1920s.
Sure, there was prep boxing.
Exactly. And people still box, and it's still a sport.
The sport kind of chooses you these days, though.
Exactly. And, you know, you wonder if decades from now.
Yeah, not even.
Is that what's going to happen here?
Not even. Malcolm Gladwell said that 15 years ago.
Yeah, I think the NFL is going to, I mean, as long as the South.
The NFL is going to be fine. It's just the high schools are going to get out of the brain injury business. That's what I think. I think you're the mechanism by which the talent makes it to the NFL.
So it's gonna have to be like a pay club sport,
private clubs, or you know, some kids. The really fast kids will be on scholarship.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. All right. Then there's a
talent
way,
will get there.
There's a way to slide those guys in. Like I said, because as long as the South is, you know, the Friday through Saturday
Pennsylvania
afternoon. Yeah, and parts of the West Coast as well.
Appalachia. Yeah. Sure. There's still areas that, you know, you think that Steubenville, Ohio, is going to be without football? Come on. That's all they have.
I've never been.
That's all they have. I mean, they got their opiates and they've got their football, and it's hard to tell where one starts.
That's on
and
the
other
sign
stops.
as you drive in. No. Welcome to Steubenville. We've got opiates and we've got football.
In a lot of ways, football functions as one in the symbol. So, Zach, you have the bye week stuff now. Are players going to be sent on their own for a few days? When do they leave?
They had a short practice today. They'll have another short practice tomorrow, and then they are mandated by the CBA to get 4 consecutive days off. So from Thursday to Sunday, they can do whatever they want. And then Monday, they're back to business in regards to preparing for the Green Bay Packers next weekend. As for some of the guys on injured reserve, it's no secret the Bears need some help at the receiver position. And today, John Fox was asked about Kevin White's status and whether or not he will come off IR at some point this season.
You know, I think that's been kind of tossed around, not really seriously discussed. He's back in the building. He's been in meetings. He's spent time with the players. I think those things are important. You know, even just watching. Sometimes, watching other people do it, even though it's not your experience, you know, I think you can learn from other people's mistakes, or you can learn just by, you know, watching and you get a better understanding. So he's in the building. We haven't really discussed seriously at this point about if he can come back or when, but he's eligible.
So he hasn't been ruled out yet?
I'm really not answering your question. So out, in, just nothing.
I appreciate the candor, though.
Yeah.
Steve was honest.
Yeah, I'm going to evade your question further. Zach, as a guy who's been around this for a while, now, how long have you been on this beat?
2004.
Wow. So 12, 13 years here. Covering guys, and you've seen guys go in and out with all kinds of injuries. But the human side for you as a reporter, when you see these kinds of things happen to these guys and it just, you know, you turn the page and somebody else will be wearing number 86 and someone else will be wearing number 50, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, how does it affect you when you know exactly when a rookie gets drafted what the NFL is going to do to him and the fact that you cover it the way that you have to?
You know, I still see Johnny Knox. And remember the gruesome injury that he suffered that essentially ended his NFL career. And every now and then, he shows up at Soldier Field. I see him at different events around the city. And it took a long time for him to get right physically. And even to this day, he still feels some of the effects of that huge hit that he took.
I think he still walk with a hitch?
Does not walk with a hitch, but you still feel the pain. And then you wonder, you know, I always wonder, and I'm sure Dan, you experienced the same thing when you covered the sport. The older generation that used to come to Halas Hall, and you know, they're limping and they don't look right and they're in a lot of pain. But yet those guys,
a lot of those are the reporters, though.
You know what I mean. And it's amazing. You talk to certain players, and even though they're in a lot of physical discomfort later on in life, they would not have sacrificed.
Yeah, but I hate, you know? I've said it before. I hate that question. I hate the question. Would you do it all over again? Then you're asking somebody to deny their entire identity. These guys they're football players. Mm-hmm. It's who they are. It's what they did. It's what likely introduced them to the women that became their wives, who bore their children. And
correct.
Then to say,
but
no, you know, I would never have done this. They there is no other answer.
Right, but I also think it takes a special. We couldn't do, you know, as much as we love football, we would not have the courage to go out there
because it hurts.
Yes, and I just
football
think
chooses you as well.
They're wired yes. differently than yes. than we are, and,
yes,
and I think it's
I agree.
Always important to remember that. Always.
Zach,
thank
we
you.
Appreciate it, as always.
All right, take care, guys.
Just Zach Zaidman, brought to you by Taco Bell, introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla, boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing. Adam Wexler from NBC in Houston is going to tell us about the
all
Houston
things
Astros.
H-Town.
We can talk about Deshaun yeah. Watson. We can talk about the remodeled Rockets. Whatever you want, he's got. He's next on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then you hear this.
Domino's extended at $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit.
Hold on, let him throw, except 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello!
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get me hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has...
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's...
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has...
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news, like...
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus... when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago...